Welcome back, Turning Hard Times to Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor. Really happy to have with me for the first time, Michael Wood. He is the CEO of a new sponsor to this show, that is Reyna Gold Corp. We're really happy to have them as sponsors. Michael holds a bachelor's degree in economics from Cardiff University and an MBA from Hong Kong University of Science and Technology. He started his career in wealth management in London before joining the Metropolitan Police, where he progressed to be a detective conducting counterterrorism investigations for Scotland Yard's Counterterrorism Command. And Mr. Woods is currently, as I mentioned, he's a CEO of Reyna Gold Corp, which holds a portfolio of projects in northwestern Mexico. It is a story that I'm really interested in hearing about, so I'm thankful you could join us today. Michael, thanks. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for the intro, Jay. Great to be here. And I love you. You pulled out my police background. that was a great career. I was there for 5 years, but mainly finance. I've been in resources, you know, since 2010. Again.
Well, it is an unusual career path, to be sure. So if we had time, we'd love to get into that. But time is limited. So we want to get in. We do want to get into the Reyna Gold story for sure. I should tell our listeners, trades in Canada, the symbol REYG. You can buy it down here in the States under REYGF. 66.8 million shares. It's trading at Canadian 18 cents earlier today, which means it is a baby microcap company at 12 million in Canadian. That would give us something a little less than 10 million in US dollars. So you have several gold exploration properties located in northwestern Mexico. Is there something special geologically about that area that has your company focused there? Because I know, I think there's at least four properties you have there, and one in particular you're really focused on.
Yeah, definitely, Jay. Northwestern Mexico is the heart of gold mining in Mexico today, and copper mining as well, in fact. And there's been a lot of discovery in the last 30 years since the signing of NAFTA, when capital and expertise flowed in. And the area is still relatively underexplored. So we put together four big properties, 57,000 hectares in northwestern Mexico, major gold trends in northwestern Mexico.
If we get Michael back, hopefully we will. I'm not sure where he's talking to us, if he's talking to us from Vancouver today.
Can you hear?
Oh, you're back. Okay. All right. Yeah, we lost you, Michael.
I'm in Mexico City right now. Sorry, I just landed back in Mexico City from Hermosillo. I'm in a little conference room in the airport here, airport hotel. So sorry if the reception is not great, but what we've done is put together, you know, in a vastly underexplored area, big land package with a world-class exploration team. And then, like you mentioned, Jay, we're at market cap is of about $12 million. We have about $9 million in the bank. So, unfortunately, as has been the case across a lot of juniors, our share price has more than halved over the last 4 weeks as the sector's kind of really got risk off. So, yeah, definitely a very interesting entry point for new people to the story. What we're looking at, Jay, and very similar to our sister company, Reyna Silver, is looking for district-scale properties. You know, we're not looking for something small. And we can get into that in a bit more detail. We already have a lot of satellite deposits at La Gloria, which are economically mineable, but we want to understand the system, and we want to build up a big deposit. That's the focus of what we're doing at Reyna Gold.
Yeah, La Gloria is your flagship property. And I always like to start with the people, and I know you have some very strong people, technically strong people, Peter McGowell and some other people. Could you talk, just real briefly perhaps, just talk about the people that you have, the management team, because that's where you start with. And I know Dr. McGowell has certainly been involved with a lot of great discoveries in his history.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, geologists are really key, and it's great. It's really Peter's brainchild. When we were working with Peter on Reyna Silver, he really emphasized to myself and Jorge the importance of gold exploration in northwestern Mexico and the potential. So Peter's very passionate about making a big gold discovery and very passionate about what we're doing at Reyna Gold. We also have Doug Kerwin, who, you know, is a world-class geologist, worked for Robert Friedland for 17 years as VP of Exploration. Doug is a great expert in disseminated gold systems, is what we have here, very similar to on the Carlin trend in Nevada. And then underneath Doug and Peter's guidance, We have world-class Mexican local geologists from Sonora, all hired from the major companies, from Agnico Eagle, from Fresnillo, from Alamos Gold. And, you know, I've just been at site with them for 2 days. They're doing an amazing job out in the field, really starting to understand the system, the directions of the mineralization, and finding more and more targets. So delighted with the geological team. The management team, myself, I work in out of Hong Kong with both Jorge, CEO of Reina Silva, and Marco Rock, the CEO of Cassiar Gold. I'm on the board of Cassiar. You know, we've had good success with both Reina Silva and Cassiar. Cassiar's done very well. We just closed a bought deal today. It's great to be getting a bought deal, you know, as a junior. So definitely from that side as well, we raised $13 million for Reina Gold. We got good capital. And we're in a good position now to make good exploration advancements during the course of 2022.
Mm-hmm. So you have, as I understand, there's two northwest-southeast regional faults over 75 kilometers in strike length, and you've got 40 historic workings, 11 targets identified. I don't know if that's up to date or not, the information I'm looking at.
Yeah,
four different style mineralizations. There's four different types of gold mineralization there. Can you talk a little bit about how you're going to be exploring? What is your current program? And you mentioned you're pretty well financed at this time, I gather.
Yeah, no, definitely. So this is the beauty of this property. And it's really multiple projects within one project. We have multiple targets. We're really focused on four targets initially. But these targets are 2,000-3,000 hectares each. So, you know, we have a 24,000 hectare property in total, and multiple projects within this big project. And as you mentioned, we're finding multiple styles of gold mineralization at surface, which is amazing, right? To be finding it at surface, it's so economic. Now, what we really want to understand and what Peter is so great at is understanding the system. You know, we want to start looking where the source of this mineralization been coming from. You know, we start tracking that. We start to understand the whole system. And then you can get a really big price, right? That's what we're looking for. La Herradura, the biggest gold mine in Mexico, is just up the road. 16 million ounces now being discovered at La Herradura. They mine 400,000 to 500,000 ounces a year, have done since the mid-90s, right? There's a monster deposit. So, you know, Peter looks for elephants. He's excited by what he calls elephants. We know there's elephants there, and we believe we're sitting on an elephant right here at La Gloria. It's really, like Sonora as a whole, vastly underexplored. A Canadian junior in the mid-2000s had it, did minimal work, really didn't have access to capital or we think great expertise. They were looking in some interesting places, but really just scratching the surface. So much potential, so many targets being uncovered. And, yeah, delighted to have the financing to really advance the property. You know, I think we're aiming to make pretty good advancements during 2022. But this is, you know, what we're aiming to do is a kind of 2-3 year timeline to make a major discovery.
And your objectives, you're on phase one of your drill program now. What are you hope to achieve then with phase one?
We want to, start following this known mineralization from surface, start tracking it. And already, you know, we're finding that actually a lot of it is tracking to a central point from these four kind of targets. We're working on many, uh-huh. I mean, which is great. That's exactly what we want to be seeing. So that's great news. And, you know, we were focused initially on basically shallow drilling. The initial plan when we started this drilling in February was kind of 100, 150 meter holes. Actually, we've just completed two holes down to 350 meters because we kept getting interesting core. So the team kept drilling. So definitely, you know, fascinated to get SA results. You know, it's annoying. It really is annoying that, you know, SA is so slow. And, you know, we've had a lot of dialogue actually while I've just been at site about trying to get improvements in the time of the turnaround on the SA. Unfortunately, it's an industry-wide standard at the moment. So, but there's so many targets, Jay. I mean, delighted with, you know, we're really delighted with the property. And we know there's a lot of gold close to surface in multiple parts. And the interesting thing, and I think it really needs to kind of become clearer as we advance the property, it's there's multiple terrains. You know, we have gold at surface in the valley. We have gold at surface in the mountains. And we believe it's all one system with multiple phases of mineralization gone through the system. We're definitely looking at overprinting and multiple phases. We're also starting to find a fair amount of copper and silver as well. You know, when we started out, we thought it was orogenic gold, pure gold, you know, primarily gold. But already you're starting to find quite a lot of samples of copper and silver in some of these target areas, again, indicating multiple phases of mineralization and a big system. So very delighted and, you know, looking to really advance and understand, you know, the scale and the source. If we can start to track down the source, you know, the source could be a monster. So that's the initial focus on this phase one. And, you know, delighted with the way things are going and looking forward to getting more results out to the market over the coming months.
Yeah, I just noticed from your website, there's a lot of really exciting surface samples that have been picked up. And I'm wondering, you good relations with the locals? Those are always issues. Infrastructure, I suppose, is pretty strong there, given there's a mine just down the road a little ways.
Yeah. No, great key points. Infrastructure is really important in exploration, right? You discover a monster deposit in the middle of nowhere, you got hundreds of millions of dollars in infrastructure. We're right by Archonada, which was just mined out by Alamos 2 years ago. We're also very close to the city of Caborca, about 12 kilometers from the southern tip of our project to Caborca. And then the locals, yeah, we're on private ranches. The whole property is covered by two private ranches, which is great. You know, having private access to private ranches really is what you want in Mexico. And then the local ejido, we employ the local ejido, and we've done that from day one and on purpose. So all the geological helpers are from the local ejido and really built a good relationship with the local people. And, you know, they want us to make a discovery. People in these remote parts of Mexico, they know the benefits of a new mine coming online. So a lot of strong local support.
So I believe you have a 10,000 meter drill program going on now. Can you comment on how much of that has been drilled? How many drill assays are you waiting for now?
Yeah, we're waiting for quite a few, Jay, and we've now done about 3,500 meters. We only have released the first 8 holes, which is only a total of 710 meters. So a lot pending, uh-huh. And hopefully we'll start to get some back in the near future that we can release. But this is something we want to improve, and I think we will make some changes, actually, to get quicker turnaround time on the assays, because it's important for us. You know, we, as people understand in exploration, you don't know until you get the assay back the result of the hole. So you think you've got a good hole, but until you get the assay back, you're waiting. Yeah. The sooner you get that back, the sooner you can plan around that. So definitely something we want to change to get quicker turnaround.
Yeah, I know there's companies that are dealing with that and learning ways to speed things up, because it is essential, because time is money and you're waiting for assays and you don't know where to put the drill hole down next. Well, as far as investors are concerned, first of all, you know, with a $12 million market cap, Canadian, and a gold market that looks like it could be ready to take off, I mean, this is a time I think people might want to really take a closer look at your company and consider putting their big toe in the water. So I guess in closing, and what we just need to look at then, and is keep our eyes on assays and your press releases and keep up with your story. So you'll conclude this current drill program when about you expect?
Well, the board approved 10,000 meters, but actually we're well capitalized to keep going. I mean, I think the rate we're going, we're drilling about 1,500 meters a month. We're not drilling in one area. We're really doing exploration drilling, keep moving the rig around. Yeah, had to create the spot pads, etc. So at this rate, you know, it'll be most of the year. We might speed things up later in the year, bring on a second rig. But really, you know, we want to, as mentioned, we want to start honing in on where we believe the source of a lot of the system is, and then maybe speed things up. But at this rate, we should have pretty constant news flow coming over the remainder of the year from drilling, which will be great. A lot of catalysts. And like you said, Jack, I mean, really great time to buy the stock. We're not trading much above cash. I mean, you know, you get an entry point potential multi bagger is a great time.
I hear you. We're out of time, though, unfortunately, but we'll be talking to you again, I'm sure, in the future. It is an exciting story, and look forward to keeping up with you in the future. Thank you so much.